Merry Christmas, Glenn Pitts.
Well, thank you, Jerry Pippin. Merry Christmas to you.
Well, I know out there in the Stockton and the San Joaquin Valley of California, I'm sure it's looking Christmassy, even though you don't get snow.
No, we don't get any snow out here, but we do a lot of decorating.
And what special things happen in Stockton for Christmas?
Well, we have a big festival downtown put on by the city, and we also have a big light display that's put on by Alex Spanos, who is the owner of the San Diego Chargers.
Yeah, he's quite the benefactor for Stockton, isn't he?
Yes, he's been very generous to our city. We're very happy to have him here.
Now, you'd have a big Christmas tree any place?
Yeah, they put up a couple around town, and then we go cut our own and put it in our house here, and we have fun with that, too.
Sure, so you actually go out and cut a fresh tree down every year.
Yeah, I have a friend who has a tree farm, so I go out with my saw, and I cut it down and throw it in the pickup and bring it home. Smells really nice.
Well, I tell you what let's do. Let's get around the Christmas tree right now, and let's do a little rocking back and forth, okay?
Well, can I invite Brenda Lee to come rock with us?
Well, it wouldn't be the same without her.
Party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see every couple tries to stop. Rock it around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling. You will get a sentimental feeling when you hear bottles of party, rocking around the Christmas tree, have a happy holiday. Everyone dancing merrily in the new old-fashioned way.
Well, it wouldn't be Christmas without that song.
No, and you know, it's very interesting about that song, Jerry. That was actually released in 1958, and it failed twice before it actually made it to the charts in 1960, and then became the number four standard for all-time Christmas songs.
It's hard to believe that that was not a hit the first couple of times around, but for some reason, disc jockeys just didn't pick up on it. 1960 was Brenda Lee's year, not only was rocking around the Christmas tree big that year, but her number one song, I'm Sorry, also was big that year.
Right, right.
Well, what about Christmas this year? You got any special wishes or a hint for a special gift or something?
Well, you know what? I think the wish that I have is that we could have world peace.
Well, I
think more than anything that the nations could get along and live together. That would be the best Christmas gift I think that I could receive.
Peace on earth and goodwill toward men.
Yes, and we haven't practiced that, and we sure is way overdue.
Yeah, you got a good point. Okay, now you chose Ray Stevens for our second selection here.
Oh boy, is he something else?
And
that guy's good.
Yeah. And why did you choose this song? You just like it?
Well, this is a novelty, but you know Ray Stevens did a lot of novelty stuff, and he did one here called "Santa Claus Is Watching You." And he did several Christmas ones. In fact, I have one here we can't play. He did those too.
You mean he did some dirty ones?
Well, I can't even tell you the title. it's only 1 minute long, maybe 90 seconds. It's a little song and story about his kids building a snowman in the front yard. And the part we can't talk about are the ornaments they put on the snowman.
Okay, something about balls of holly.
Well,
okay.
Now, baby doll, sweet pie, sugar plum, honey bun, angel face, you know you better be good. And act like true fine love should. Be careful what you say and do. Cause Santa Claus is watching you.
He's everywhere, he's everywhere.
You better kiss me and hold me tight. And give me good love in every night. Cause you'll be sorry if you make me blue. Cause Santa Claus is watching you.
He's everywhere, he's everywhere.
Well, you may think you can sneak around and get away with something, but there ain't no way. Cause Santa's no fool, he's real super cool. He's a secret head of CIA. He's crime don't pay.
He can't do nothing cause you're never alone. He's even got a wiretap on your phone.
So baby, if you ever do me wrong, break my heart and leave me alone. When Christmas comes, you'll be crying too. Cause Santa Claus is watching you.
He's everywhere,
he's everywhere. Well, it's Christmas Eve, he climbed on his sled full of toys with the dude all the side mirrors, the fox tails, mud flaps, and leopard skin seat covers, and spread Christmas cheer to all good little girls and boys. And it's the own Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Common, Cupid, Donner, and Blitzen, and Bruce, and Marvin, and Leon, and Cletus, and George, and Bill, and Slick, and Do Right, and Fred, and Ace, and Clyde, and Blackie, and Queenie, and Prince, and Spot, and Rover. So where's Rudolph? Say he's on the stakeout at your house.
You can run, you can hide, but you can't get away. Got binoculars focused on you every day.
So baby, if you ever do me wrong, break my heart and leave me alone. When Christmas comes, you'll be crying too. Cause Santa Claus is watching you.
He's everywhere, he's everywhere.
Yes, yeah, Santa Claus is watching you.
He's everywhere, Lord, I'm blessed.
Santa Claus has got his eyes all over you, baby. It's over for you. You better watch out. Woo! Look out there. Santa Claus is peeping around the corner at you. You are in deep trouble, you know that? It's over for your kind. You go sneaking around here, you ain't gonna get away with it, you understand? I mean, you got to be true blue through and through, cause Santa's gonna get you.
Yeah, you gotta watch out for that, cause Santa Claus is watching you, Glenn.
Right, now you know, if this sounds a little bit like Ahab the Arab, it's because...
Yeah, you gotta watch out for that, cause Santa Claus is watching you, Glenn.
Right, now you know, if this sounds a little bit like Ahab the Arab, it's because he did this right after Ahab.
Yeah, I think he did that in 62, Ahab the Arab, and then later he moved to Nashville. This was one of the first songs he ever recorded when he was there.
Right, do you know what his first big hit was?
No.
Okay, you ready for this?
Yeah.
Jeremiah Peabody's polyunsaturated, quick dissolving, fast acting, pleasant tasting, green and purple pills.
I've never heard that.
I haven't either.
You need to keep your eyes open for that record. If you come across it, we need to play it sometime.
I think so.
You know, his real name is Harry Ray Ragsdale, and he was born in Clarksdale, Georgia. Ray Stevens. And we played that Brenda Lee song earlier. He did some arranging for her early in his music career. Did you know that?
Yes, I did.
He also arranged for Patti Page.
Yes, he did. Yes, I knew that.
Well, I tell you what.
I'm learning.
We are having fun on Christmas, and that's what Christmas is all about. I know some of the things I ask you about what you wish, and you had a great wish for peace on earth and goodwill toward men. Nobody can top that. What about a personal thing? You got anything? I mean, you got everything. You got a studio. You got every record known to mankind. You probably don't need anything.
You know, there's actually nothing I need and nothing I want.
Well, good. I'm not going to send you anything.
Just friendship. That's all I want. Just friendship. That'd be the best Christmas present anybody could ever give.
This is the Forgotten Oldies Christmas Special. I'm Jerry Pippin and...
Glenn Pitts.
And we are broadcasting from Muskogee and Stockton, California.
Right.
This Christmas season, what's the next song that you...
Well, I had a question for you. Now, what would you do if Santa were your daddy?
I'd look around. Well, first of all, if Santa were my daddy, I'd probably be a little elf. You think? No,
well,
it's not.
Now, little Jimmy Osmond. Do you remember him? Of the Osmond?
Sure, sure. How can you? There's an Osmond everywhere.
Right.
They were everywhere.
Well, he can tell you what you would do if your daddy was Santa.
Okay, well, let's listen to it. Jimmy Osmond. And this is obviously recorded when Jimmy was a little guy.
Little Jimmy.
Jimmy Osmond there, Glenn. You know, it's hard to imagine that little fellow becoming a great entrepreneur, but he really is.
Yeah, do you know that the Osmonds sold over 80 million records?
Wow.
And they had 47 gold and platinum records.
You know, I noticed where they had a book called If Santa Were My Daddy that Jimmy Osmond put out in 1996. Interesting, and I guess they're pretty active in Branson, and he has something in Park City, Utah.
Well, in Branson, he has a movie theater there, and in Park City, they have the Osmond General Store.
And I think it's a little more than a movie theater. The people show up and play there all the time. The Osmonds are a regular attraction in Branson.
It's one of the most successful theaters in Branson,
mm-hmm.
and it's won numerous awards, and... been quite successful. It's got the Show of the Year award, and over 2 million people have enjoyed the shows there.
Yeah, he produces all of the Osmond television things too, including their specials. What do you got next?
Well,
by the way, I guess we better tell people what we're doing here. We're wishing everybody a Merry Christmas.
And this is a really special show. It's probably the best one we've done.
Well, and we've only started, so let's see if we can hold on to that record for the rest of the show. You know how to put a guy under some pressure.
Well, sorry about that. Well, I don't know this next guy. It's Christmas Isn't Christmas. Don Vandy, I don't know how you say his last name, P-I-T-T-E. Vandy Pett?
I don't know what that, I mean, let me die on this. Let me see.
P-I-T-T-E.
Let me look here. I got a list here someplace. So Vandy Pett. night that...
Almost looks French, doesn't it?
Pâté? A little pâté? A little Christmas pâté. Christmas isn't Christmas unless you have a little Christmas pâté. So let's...
I guess we better just play it.
Yeah, we better. You know, I think Dawn is a girl's name. Dawn Vandepet.
It could be. It's D-A-W-N, so it could, yeah, probably is a girl.
Yeah, Dawn Vandepet. I think the last P of the T and the E are silent.
That's what I think. Probably so. It sounds French, doesn't it?
Yeah, probably is.
Yeah.
Probably is.
I'm noticing here, too, a lot of these songs are really geared towards children.
I wonder how you say Merry Christmas in French.
I don't know.
Which is, I don't know.
Well.
So you can always look at somebody and say, je ne sais pas.
That's it.
No, I think that's how are you. I'm not sure. No, let's comment on boo.
I never learned any of that, so I don't know.
Okay, well, let's continue along here. I interrupted you with a nice thought there.
Well, yeah, you know, a lot of these are geared towards children, and it made me think that, you know, that's what Christmas is a lot about, is about children, and we wouldn't have Christmas without them.
That's absolutely true.
So maybe they are our Christmas gift.
Well, many times that is the case. And sometimes you wonder, especially when, you know, you go shopping with them.
Right, that's right.
There's always a downside to everything.